A line of police officers ringed the outer perimeter of the Monterey Convention Center where the localism task force met. A smallish crowd gathered in a makeshift protest pit which was set up near the hotel bus terminal while hundreds more lined up for tickets. Despite a late start, the localism hearing soon got underway.
Welcome to the public hearing of the Federal Communications Commission on Localism and Broadcasting.
FCC Commissioner Kathleen Abernathy was chair, with Commissioners Michael Copps and Jonathan Adelstein present. A series of panelists also joined them. Each was given 5 minutes to speak, while public comments were restricted to just 2 minutes. Since seating was limited to 400 people, times were arranged to hand out free tickets on Monday evening and Wednesday morning. On Monday, dozens were told to come back after the first 150 tickets had been handed out. Many voiced resentment about the choice of location for such an important hearing. Timothy Kreck is with Veterans for Peace.
I mean, here we are in a small little town. The only hearing in California is in Monterey, a town of 60,000 or 100,000, when there's 32 million people in this state. What the hell is going on with this? It's an outrage.
At Monday's ticket giveaway, about 24 media workers were at the front of the line. Some I recognized from their on-air appearances on the local CBS affiliate, KION TV 46, which is owned by Clear Channel Communications. This unidentified man was waiting with his friend Kim, who works at KION.
Because I agree with the things that they're doing and don't have any other issues, I'm welcoming the support of them and their furthering what they actually do. So that may give you a little more of a basis for why I'm here, other than just thinking that I'm turning it over to a media outlet.
But that seems to be what you're doing.
That's exactly what I'm doing, but I'm doing it in support of the media outlet.
George Christie, president of Oregon-based Seal Rock Communications, was also waiting in line for a ticket. Seal Rock owns KCBA 35, the local Fox affiliate.
Some consolidation is necessary in order to save smaller product in markets, but I think consolidation just for the sake of bigness is not necessarily smart. I think that it helps in certain areas where they can't afford to have a local news product.
KCBA and Clear Channel's KION operate from the same television studio in Salinas. Panelist Delia Saldivar is regional manager of Radio Bilingue, which operates KHDC-FM in Salinas. Due to weakened regulations in the broadcast industry, she points out that consolidation of media outlets is not limited to English-language broadcasters. Saldivar says this situation neglects the needs of the growing majority of Latinos across the nation.
We urge the FCC to look closely at the actual demographics of our state and our nation and investigate whether or not the current situation provides equal access to linguistic or cultural minorities. After all, aren't these airwaves meant to serve the public?
In one possible solution, the Senate Commerce Committee Thursday moved forward on Senate Bill 2505, also known as the McCain-Leahy Act, which would restore the technical aspects of the original FCC plan to license thousands of low-power FM radio stations. Meantime, the FCC has plans for more localism hearings later this year in Maine and in Washington, D.C. For Free Speech Radio News, I'm Vinny Lombardo in Santa Cruz, California.